Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara in California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before NuScale was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking one bedroom to another to run my social media business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting. I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter the PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal NuScale representative or NuScale product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas. It's a short one today, but might find some fun with it. The title is Research Reveals How Music Can Transform Exercise from a Chore to a Joyful Habit. It's about 2 weeks old. It appeared on Medical Express Online. New research from the University of, I can't even say that. It just looks like a Swedish name. J-Y-V-A-S-K-Y-L-A. Javaska reveals that music can make exercise feel easier, can boost endurance, and help build lasting movement habits. By shifting focus from obligation to enjoyment, music offers a simple yet effective way to stay active. Research by the Center of Excellence in Music, Mind, Body, and Brain shows that music has real benefits for exercisers. Music shifts focus away from physical discomfort, making exercise feel easier at low to moderate intensities. The research is presented in two articles available on the MedRibix preprint server, whatever the heck that means. Good luck finding that, huh? Studies show that motivational music can reduce perceived exertion by up to 10%, enabling people to sustain activity longer. Recent research highlights that music used with exercise significantly improves focus and self-control, particularly at moderate intensities, by distracting from feelings of fatigue. Matching movement to music's beat can help people move more efficiently. Faster tempo music, 120 to 140 beats per minute, is particularly effective for improving endurance in both aerobic and strength training-based activities. Your favorite music makes you work out at a higher intensity. A study found that individuals who exercise while listening to their preferred music worked at a higher intensity while still maintaining a good feeling. Furthermore, they recalled their workout as significantly more pleasurable than those who exercise without music. This aspect of pleasure aligns with findings that self-paced walking increases feelings of energy and pleasure, suggesting that combining music with enjoyable physical activities can help people stick with exercise. Music also boosts mood and reduces anxiety, turning a workout from a chore into an enjoyable experience. Self-selected music, in particular, has shown to enhance pleasurable responses during exercise, researcher Andrew Danso explains. Using music in low-intensity activities helps build consistent exercise habits. Music enhances endurance, increases mood, and makes exercise more enjoyable. However, simply telling people to move more is not enough. Effective strategies must make exercise fun and create environments that support physical activity. When combined with accessible activities like walking, already proven to improve energy and consistency, music becomes a simple yet powerful tool for increasing movement. By reframing exercise as a pleasurable experience rather than an obligation, we can drive lasting behavior changes and make physical activity something people generally want to do. Let's see. The rest of it is just telling us about more information. You can get more information on Andrew Danso, who was behind this article, at Does Music Support Cognitive Control and Affect Response During Acute Exercise? An Exploratory Systematic Review a meta-analysis. And there's a long number to track that down, I guess. If you just Google Andrew Danso, D-A-N-S-O, and music support, you'll probably find it. Because I got to read all this long security number, whatever it's all this stuff is here. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I personally don't wear headsets or anything in the gym while I'm training. I see a lot of people that do, and I have to assume they're listening to music and getting their vibe on while they're getting their pump on. And they, of course, have music playing, pumping through the gym. And they can vary from typical rock and roll to what I call headbanger music, and I kind of laugh at that sometimes. Jim starts flashing her head back and forth. Hey, there's your favorite kind of music, because it gets kind of wild at times and kind of loud. But, look, I'm a little older. I think I've been to all those concerts, and sometimes it can still be a little annoying. I just thought this was interesting, that music can help help you with your workout. It can help you show up and do it more frequently and make it seem easier, and also take you out of the pain zone while you're doing it, so you can exercise a little with higher intensity. So just a little tip there. All right. So once again, I remind you, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. You can find us there or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90, our weight management product name, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And just search for my name only because I pay for the SoundCloud service, and it's in my name. So there you go. With that said, I'll open up the line for you. Hang on.
And that was great, Frank. We haven't had anything about how music can get people up and moving, so that was great.
Well, thank you. I just thought it was very interesting, I may start putting my headsets in and have music playing in the background. We'll see here. I might test that out next week.
Well, tomorrow I'm talking more about making a movement-rich environment so that people will create more opportunities to move within their lifestyle. So there is that.
Excellent. All right, folks. We'll come back in, call back in tomorrow morning and finish up the week strong with Susan and learn about the movement, and we'll take it there. And then, she'll be back on Monday. Thanks for joining us. Make it a great day, and we'll see you soon. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Frank. Have a great weekend.
You too.